And he took unto him all these, and divided them in the midst, and laid each piece one against another, but the birds divided he not. And he made two cherubims of gold, beaten out of one piece made he them, on the two ends of the mercy seat. Make thee two trumpets of silver, of a whole piece shalt thou make them, that thou mayest use them for the calling of the assembly and for the journeying of the camps. And a certain woman cast a piece of a millstone upon Abimelech's head, and all to break his skull. And it shall come to pass that every one that is left in thine house shall come and crouch to him for a piece of silver and a morsel of bread, and shall say, Put me, I pray thee, into one of the priest's offices, that I may eat a piece of bread. And they gave him a piece of a cake of figs and two clusters of raisins. And when he had eaten, his spirit came again to him, for he had eaten no bread nor drunk any water 3 days and 3 nights. And he dealt among all the people, even among the whole multitude of Israel, as well to the women as men, to every one a cake of bread, and a good piece of flesh, and a flagon of wine. So all the people departed, every one to his house. Who smote Abimelech the son of Jerubbaal? Did not a woman cast a piece of a millstone upon him from the wall, that he died in Thebes? Why went ye nigh the wall? Then say thou, Thy servant Uriah the Hittite is dead also. And after him was Shammah the son of Agi the Hararite. And the Philistines were gathered together into a troop, where was a piece of ground full of lentils. And the people fled from the Philistines, but he And he shall smite every fenced city, and every choice city, and shall fell every good tree, and stop all wells of water, and mar every good piece of land with stones. And they beat down the cities, and on every good piece of land cast every man his stone, and filled it. And they stopped all the wells of water, and felled all the good trees. Only in Kirhaseth left they the stones thereof. Howbeit the slingers went about it, and smote it. And he dealt to every one of Israel, both man and woman, to every one, a loaf of bread, and a good piece of flesh, and a flagon of wine. Malchijah the son of Harim, and Hashab the son of Pehath-Moab, repaired the other piece in the tower of the furnaces. And next to him repaired Ezer, the son of Jeshua, the ruler of Mizpah, another piece over against the going up to the armory at the turning of the wall. After him Barak the son of Zabai earnestly repaired the other piece, from the turning of the wall unto the door of the house of Eliashib the high priest. After him repaired Merimoth the son of Urijah the son of Koz another piece, from the door of the house of Eliashib, even to the end of the house of Eliashib. After him repaired Benui the son of Henadad another piece, from the house of Azariah unto the turning of the wall, even unto the corner. After them the Tekoites repaired another piece, over against the great tower that lieth out even unto the wall of Ophel. After him repaired Hananiah the son of Shelemiah, and Hanan the sixth son of Zaleph, another piece. After him repaired Meshullam the son of Berechiah over against his chamber. His heart is as firm as a stone, yea, as hard as a piece of the nether millstone. Then came there unto him all his brethren, and all his sisters, and all they that had been of his acquaintance before, and had eat bread with him in his house. And they bemoaned him, and comforted him over all the evil that the Lord had brought upon him. Every man also gave him a piece of money, and every one an earring of gold. For by means of a whorish woman a man is brought to a piece of bread, and the adulteress will hunt for the precious life. To have respect of persons is not good, for a piece of bread that man will transgress. Thy lips are like a thread of scarlet, and thy speech is comely. Thy temples are like a piece of a pomegranate within thy locks. As a piece of a pomegranate are thy temples within thy locks. Then Zedekiah the king commanded that they should commit Jeremiah into the court of the prison, and that they should give him daily a piece of bread out of the baker's street, until all the bread in the city were spent. Thus Jeremiah remained in the court of the prison. Gather the pieces thereof into it, even every good piece, the thigh and the shoulder. Fill it with the choice bones. Wherefore thus saith the Lord God, Woe to the bloody city, to the pot whose scum is therein, and whose scum is not gone out of it. Bring it out piece by piece. Let no lot fall upon it. Thus saith the Lord, As the shepherd taketh out of the mouth of the lion 2 legs, or a piece of an ear, So shall the children of Israel be taken out that dwell in Samaria in the corner of a bed, and in Damascus in a couch. And also I have withholden the rain from you, when there were yet 3 months to the harvest, and I cause it to rain upon one city, and cause it not to rain upon another city. One piece was rained upon, and the piece whereupon it rained not withered.
Of new cloth unto an old garment, for that which is put in to fill it up taketh from the garment, and the rent is made worse. Neither do men put new,
notwithstanding, lest we should offend them. Go thou to the sea, and cast an hook, and take up the fish that first cometh up. And when thou hast opened his mouth, thou shalt find a piece of money. That take, and give unto them for me and thee.
No man also soweth a piece of new cloth on an old garment. Else the new piece that filleth it up taketh away from the old, and the rent is made worse. And he spake also a parable unto them. No man putteth a piece of a new garment upon an old. If otherwise, then both the new maketh a rent, and the piece that was taken out of the new agreeth not with the old. And they all with one consent began to make excuse. The first said unto him, I have bought a piece of ground, and I must needs go and see it. I pray thee have me excused.
Either what woman, having 10 pieces of silver, if she lose one piece, doth not light a candle and sweep the house, and seek diligently till she find it? And when she hath found it, she calleth her friends and her neighbors together, saying, Rejoice with me, for I have found the piece which I had lost. And they gave him a piece of a broiled fish and of an honeycomb.